Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jet Wills, at the end of his press conference, when asked about, hey, can you get a sense of finality here? Because you're using things like business decisions, and you're basically talking about how you don't feel like you're part of their plans, and you're frustrated. He did use the word frustrated. He didn't seem to like put it all on the team, but then he goes, that could go either way. I'm like, maybe Jet Wills just, maybe it just is who Jet is. Maybe he's just kind of a devil-may-care kind of guy, and he just kind of, and it just lives moment to moment, and we shouldn't put much more stock into that.
Big, like, Hawaiian surfer vibe out of Jed Wills. Yeah. He just doesn't seem like he cares that much. But when you say what he says, we have to then hold him accountable for it, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you say business decisions, you're telling everybody that you are thinking about you and you alone. You don't care about the team success. You don't care about what happens with your guys around you or anything like that. You don't care about Andrew Berry putting his neck out on the line and drafting for you. It is a you decision. And that's, listen, I don't hate when people make those decisions. I think a lot of times in like our own life, we have to make those type of decisions. Like us as people that just go to work and work jobs essentially. But in a team sport environment, it's just entirely different. It's just entirely different.
So I listen, I'm not trying to give him a pass for this, but we're talking about Wilson waiver, Peter Lynn pass here. But what he's describing is not a business decision. Like,
sure it is.
He was hurt and the team knew he was hurt, and there's a disagreement over whether the team thinks he was healthy enough to play and whether he felt he was healthy enough to play.
I think in his mind, and it's kind of what he said there, was the idea that, again, if he's 70%, then it is what it is. But I think he thought he was going to basically stink up the joint. If he got cleared, okay, fine. But I think he thought he was just going to be bad and not be very productive. And I don't know, say what you want. Those videos of him just kind of sitting there and loafing around during plays, those are the type of things I promise you had to have gotten to him.
So it's not just a messaging problem then. It's also a who did this? Like if Nick Chubb said, hey, I felt kind of banged up here, coming off the bye. I just don't think I'm healthy enough to play this weekend. I got to make a business decision for myself. None of us would react the same way.
Yeah, I think he's entirely within bounds for what he had to say. I think his messaging was wrong. And mm-hmm. I think the fact that it is Jed Wills, as you bring up right there, 100% matters in this discussion. Because okay. we've seen him be who he is for 4.5 years. We know who he is.
Yeah.
Like in this instance, I think we're more likely to side with the idea that because he has expressed to us how much he doesn't really love football and we've seen him loaf around and do all these things. I think it's more likely to us that Jed Wills was probably closer to 100% than maybe he believes he is, and he just wasn't going out there and trying to put anything on the line. But how do we know the
sense,
difference?
I don't get the sense that the guy's lying. I actually think he might be being too truthful.
I don't know.
I think this is one of those rare cases where, because he is, and again, it is a branding disaster that you say this, and he will pay the penance within this organization, whether it's the thing everybody wants or not. Like, this is going to, if there's another chance for him to, if he practices really well one week and DeJuan looks a little worse, DeJuan's still going to get that start.
Well, let's put it this way. Do you feel like he'll ever play a snap for the Browns again?
Yep, because there's enough football left. I don't think it makes sense to say he won't, because at some point you're going to need a left tackle or you're going to need a right tackle. The odds of DeJuan and Jack staying healthy the rest of the season feel nil with their recent injury histories.
Would we go DeJuan Jones and then back up and then back up and then Jed Wills? Or no. Are we going straight from DeJuan Jones to Jed Wills? Because I feel like we're going to do that other territory. The DeJuan into back up, every person we possibly can and then into Jed Wills.
No, because I think they still realize he's better than the backup and the backup's backup. Or, because here's the thing, everybody, like, this is another case of the Browns with the easiest win possible, just not being able to do it, which would be cutting Jed Wills. They're not going to do that. They're just not, because it's going
to... I agree with you. I don't think they will.
It would set them back in the cap in a way they don't need it to. So, like, everybody, and I heard Matt Derry yesterday say, get him out of town now. That's what you would do 25 years ago. This organization doesn't do that. And so they're going to allow him to play out the rest of this year. I think this slams shut the door of this guy retiring unless there's a regime change. And whoever comes in really likes Jed Wills or sees something on tape that we don't see. Maybe it's like the Zapruder
film. You think retiring?
What? What did I say retiring?
Oh, I must have misheard you. Mac, did he say retiring?
No.
Or did I just mishear you there? I might have misheard you.
I'm not trying
you.
To get canceled again.
I was like, how did we go from there to there? Okay.
No. What I mean is he won't be here again.
Yeah.
Unless there's a change of regime and somebody comes in and likes him. But he'll play. What people are going to hate about this is that guy, for every complaint you have, in his total, that guy's going to play another 5 years in the NFL if he wants to. Because
I think a lot of people look at him like he's a maybe mid starting left tackle in this league.
He's Juwan Taylor.
Yeah, there's spots for him.
Yeah, and it might be on the right side. He even actually talked about that. Apparently he took some snaps on the right side because, I think he is the swing tackle right now. But this idea of, and I empathize with it so much. There are so many times where you could really tame the dragon that is pissed off Browns fans right now. And the easiest thing, I mean, cake, stealing candy from a baby. The simplest thing that you could do to make Browns fans happy is cutting Jed Wills. And they're not going to do it. And it's smart business. But man, I'll tell you, if you really want to start pushing back on some of those people who are furious at 2-7. I told you before the show, there's a mix of anger and apathy with Browns fans that is kind of like I haven't seen to this degree in this style, where on one side of the mouth they're saying, I don't care. There's a game on Sunday, ha ha ha. And then the second you say something positive about them, they just melt down because it's like, no, this is the biggest disappointment ever. Screw this team. Screw this organization.
Please stop talking about me. I'm right here.
Like and by the way, that's a huge swap.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About the people.
Yeah.
Like I would say that's a majority. The Browns fans have not been united in any way for the last 3 years. Really the last 4 years, because the Baker Wars started to split everybody up. For 4 years, everybody's been in their own little camps here. And Sean, I mean, fragmented every one of those little camps.
And now we're united and that this sucks?
Yes. And that big concentric circle of 70% of people who are angry/apathetic at any given moment about the Browns, you could win them back by cutting Jed Wills. That's not good business, so you're not going to do it.
I mean, I don't know, if I'm the Browns, why, unless you need him because you have so many injuries or anything, there's nothing I can learn with Jed Wills now. What he's cemented to me is the idea that he's never going to, and I probably knew this 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, but he's never going to put on a Browns uniform after this season again. And so we've talked a lot about what these games are for. They're for about evaluating, they're for about development, they're for about figuring who's good, who won't be good. Like, DeJuan Jones is slotted in the left tackle spot now until either an injury happens or, that's really about it. Like, this is now his job. And I have no need for Jed Wills outside of just being a body in case an injury happens.
So I am not the best person to ask about this, because when Daryl starts to get in his cap shenanigans, I need Careless Whisperer played so I can stay interested, because it's just, The whole salary cap thing is just, I just don't care.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time this weekend looking it up, and then I was like, oh boy, I wasted a lot of time this weekend, didn't I?
And even describing it, it's like when somebody comes out and lists off 15 stats and one, like, 60, I just can't do it. It's just not for me. But because you have dead money for Jed over the next several years, because of the way they put out his...
Wait, should we get the music going when you talk dead cap?
No,
I think
no,
we need the music. I think you're talking dead cap.
I'm using the dumbest... this is how an idiot would describe this, because I am an idiot. Because they push money into the future and it's dead cap, it would hurt you if you cut him now versus if you just let him play out the rest of the season and leave as a free agent. Because I'm pretty sure all that dead cap comes due now, and that's as well as I can explain it. So, and by the way...
Would have been better with the music.
Here's another reason why. Then this is the other part. They're not going to do it because it would make Andrew Berry look really bad at a time where Andrew Berry can't look bad.
It all makes him look really bad, though.
Yeah, well, but cutting him now on the spot for something he said that makes him look bad, it's doubling down. Because then you don't have the next 8 games for Jed to miraculously come into a game. Right now, if you're Andrew Berry, you can go and be like, listen, he might have to play again. And then if he has 1 or 2 good games after this, if he saves your bacon in any game, you can be like, well, okay. He still served his purpose for 5 years, and now we're just on to whatever pick we have. I think those comments in the same week as cutting him would probably be a bad thing inside that organization.
It would be a bad thing, but I also think all of this, we're just at a point where it's just so bad anyway, it doesn't even really... Like, if you're Andrew Berry, I agree with you, you don't make the move to try to, you know, curry favor with Browns fans, but it's all just so bad, Nick, already. And I think the past couple days have just highlighted the disaster that has been Jed Wills. I mean, it's just, that's all this is. He's been everyone's pinata for 48 hours now.
What's quieter? Letting Jed Wills leave in free agency in March or cutting him now two days after
you.
Those comments?
I'm not in the cut him camp.
I'd love it. I'm so sick of watching this guy traipse through life.
I see how this is going to go down. Like, I don't see how he plays. I don't know how he is actually a starter unless we have just so many injuries that you have to throw him in there. Maybe in like the third or fourth quarter of a game, maybe a couple guys get dinged up and he just happens to be out on the field. Maybe that's how that goes down.
Should they play him as punishment? Yeah, you know,
I thought about that. He'd hate that more than actually playing, it sounds like.
Jed, we're going to need you at right tackle this weekend. Sorry, bub.
This is my theory with Deshaun Watson, where if he ever comes back into the building, like next year, you just make him run scout team and then fill up Gatorade bottles and then just do the worst of the worst things that you could possibly do.
To make him not quiet quit, hey, but key, loud quit.
Key card got it worked. You're in the building. Let's have you do something. How about you fold some laundry or something?
So, Jed, we're actually going to need you to play both ways. We're now not just the starting right tackle. We're also going to make you the replacement for Za'Darius Smith. All right, buddy. Go see Coach Schwartz.
And then he turns into just being awesome as a defensive lineman. We go, wait a second. What's going on here?
That will not happen.
No. It'd be funny, though.
You can now go beyond 6 to 10 a.m. with Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, the Morning Boys, on Tuesday and Thursdays with their emerging podcast scene. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel on the free Odyssey app and 92.3thefan.com, presented by Extend Technologies, or check out every single archived episode. Do you want Jed Wills gone now? You're going to be a little disappointed. I'm sorry. I have to be the guy that tells you the truth. JP's the guy that tells you the truth. But just wait like 8 weeks, and then we'll throw a parade for that one as well. Quick hits when we come back on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.